I've been charged with 19 counts of marrying people knowing they didn't have a license. It's interesting that not one person has challenged the legality of the marriages themselves.
This is a civil contract that we are talking about. None of us are interested in changing the practices of religious institutions.
How long have you been waiting to get married?
12 years and 2 children.
The county chair does not have the ability to change 150 years of Oregon cultural, political, and legal history.
By the power vested in me by the state of Oregon, I declare you to be married.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. There are strides for queer couples in Brazil, Israel, and Sweden, but rejections in India and Saudi Arabia. A pro-marriage mayor puts his head on the New York State chopping block, and same-gender weddings march into Oregon. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Rick Watts.
And I'm Cindy Friedman.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending March 6, 2004. A panel of state judges in Brazil this week ordered that nation's first legal marriage equivalency for gays and lesbians. The civil and criminal court system of Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil's southernmost state, declared, despite ethical, philosophical, anthropological, and religious debate on this issue, the fact is that homosexual relationships exist, and as a matter of legal rectitude, they deserve to be regulated by law. The order allows couples to seek the equivalent of a marriage license, though not using that name, that will carry marital status in areas including inheritance, child custody, pensions, and insurance benefits. All judges and notaries public in the state are bound to authorize civil unions, as the order says, between persons of sound mind and independent of sexual orientation. The opinion was issued at the request of the state's Human Rights Commission, at the behest of the state's gay and lesbian groups. A year ago, Brazil's Supreme Court upheld a ruling by a federal judge in Rio Grande do Sul that granted spousal social security and pension rights to gays and lesbians who outlive their partners. Brazil's national legislature has stalled on legal recognition of gay and lesbian couples for nearly a decade.
Same-gender couples in Israel have won a new spousal tax exemption. As the Supreme Court heard an appeal from a Tel Aviv gay couple, the state attorney's office issued a statement declaring that same-gender couples qualify for exemption from property transfer and betterment taxes on their home. Unmarried heterosexual couples, described in the law as a man and a woman living as a family, had already enjoyed those spousal exemptions after living together for at least 1 year. Previously, tax officials, including an appeals panel with judicial authority, had denied the exemptions to gay couple Adir Steiner and Zach Granit, who've lived together since 1996 and shared title to their apartment since mid-2000. One activist counts this as the seventh of some 200 spousal rights that same-gender couples have gained in Israel.
Three bills are now before Sweden's parliament that would open legal marriage to gay and lesbian couples who have long enjoyed powerful registered partnerships there. A recent poll found more than 60% public support for the move.
But two young men in India who held a traditional marriage ceremony this week were attacked by their own relatives. The relatives beat them, stripped them, turned them over to police, and disowned them. Police declined to take action since India's law prohibits homosexual acts, not marriages, and the relatives burst in on the men before they went to bed.
In Saudi Arabia, though, police in Medina reportedly arrested some 50 men for simply attending a purported gay wedding. Indications are that one groom, a man from Chad, was only rehearsing for his upcoming heterosexual marriage. Many of those arrested were foreign nationals. City police had raided the event on a tip from the Islamic Police, the Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, based on invitations to the event.
Marriage mania continues to grow in the U.S. with more actions around the country than we can report here. Marriage licenses continue to be issued to gay and lesbian couples in San Francisco. The California State Supreme Court heard some oral arguments this week on legal moves to stop the city's marriages, but took no immediate action. California's Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had spoken in inflated terms about the dangers posed by San Francisco flaunting state law, surprised many by telling a national TV audience that he personally had no problem with marriage for gay and lesbian couples and would not block legislation to grant it to them.
But New Paltz, New York Mayor Jason West was indicted this week on 19 misdemeanor charges of violating the state's domestic relations law for what he has called solemnizing gay and lesbian marriages, about 25 of them. West pleaded not guilty and vowed to continue his action. Then a state judge issued a temporary restraining order against him that was sought by a local resident with the help of the Florida-based right-wing legal group Liberty Counsel. Meanwhile, Ithaca, New York, began accepting applications for marriage licenses from gay and lesbian couples, while a series of sizable demonstrations in search of those licenses took place at New York City Hall and elsewhere in the state. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg did not allow licenses to be issued, but he also called for changing the law so that they could be. Nyack, New York Mayor John Shields told a state Senate committee that he felt compelled to follow West in marrying gays and lesbians. New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said that, personally, he supported changing state law to allow same-gender couples to marry, but officially his office declared that, as the state law now stands, those marriages are not permitted and should not be performed until the courts have decided. Legal actions are proliferating that will offer ample opportunity for courts to decide the status of marriage in New York, including a new lawsuit seeking marriage equality, brought by the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, on behalf of a gay male couple.
And Multnomah County, Oregon, where the city of Portland is located, began marrying gays and lesbians this week, issuing well over 400 licenses to same-gender couples. Democratic Oregon Governor Ted Kulongoski begged other counties not to follow suit and called on the state attorney general to issue an opinion. Meanwhile, Oregon conservatives scrambled to take legal action to stop the marrying.
A U.S. Senate subcommittee, led by Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, held a hearing whose title says it all. Judicial Activism versus Democracy. What are the national implications of the Massachusetts Goodrich decision and the judicial invalidation of traditional marriage laws? Committee members generally considered how to proceed with amending the U.S. Constitution to prohibit same-gender marriages. Among other campaigns being mounted by gay and lesbian advocacy groups, Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund is now working specifically to counter the activist judges rhetoric that's become standard among conservatives. A House committee plans hearings of its own on a federal marriage amendment to begin this month and run through July.
While state constitutional amendments against same-gender marriage are in process in a number of state legislatures, Utah lawmakers have completed their approval of a proposal that will now be decided by voters in November. This week, Utah state senators supported the amendment by almost 3-1 before the House gave its final approval by 4-1, both much stronger than the 2-1 margin required to endorse the proposal and send it to the ballot.
Another U.S. development this week related not to marriage, but to other civil rights. A federal judge in Texas rejected a student Gay Straight Alliance group's bid to meet on a Lubbock high school campus. Six other federal court rulings in four other states have upheld such groups' equal access rights. But Judge Sam Cummings declared the local school board and parents are in the best position to determine what subject matter is reasonable and will be allowed on campuses.
And finally, it did rain on this week's Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras parade. But nonetheless, there may have been 300,000 spectators for some 6,000 marchers and their 130 floats. Some floats represented an anti-war protest seeking to replace fascism with what their creators called fashionism, offering suggestions to the political leaders of the U.S., Britain, and Australia for Botox for Bush, new hair for Blair, and liposuction for Howard. The lesbian cousin of Australia's hardline Catholic leader Archbishop George Pell, Monica Hingston, served as chief of parade with her longtime partner Peg Moran. But while reports differed widely on just how many people braved the downpour for the event, there were professional actuaries carefully tracking progress on another parade goal, breaking the world record for mass dance performance to the Village People Classic YMCA. To help more than double the existing record of 13,588 to a hoped-for 35,000, the parade even provided YMCA marshals to teach wannabes how to properly perform the time-honored gestures.
That's News Wrap for the week ending March 6, 2004. Written by Cindy Friedman and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area. An informed community is a strong community. For This Way Out, I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Rick Watts.
In the upstate New York college town of New Paltz, upstart Mayor Jason West caused a furor in late February when he began marrying same-gender couples. This week he was indicted on several misdemeanor charges of violating the state's domestic relations law, which he discussed with Amy Goodman on Democracy Now!
Can you tell us about your decision to defy the law? Do you see it as doing that?
Actually, I see it as my decision to uphold the law. There's actually one clarification. We're not issuing marriage licenses here, and New York State doesn't require them. Article 3, Section 25 of domestic relations law says as long as the marriage is properly solemnized, you don't need a license. And that's what I've done. I've solemnized these marriages. As for why I chose to do it, our state constitution requires equal protection under the law. Our laws are gender neutral. They don't mention the gender of people who get married. And, you know, I took an oath of office last June to uphold that constitution, and that's what I intend to continue to do.
So what does it mean? You have pled not guilty?
I pled not guilty. Yeah.
Why are you being charged in a way that the other mayor in San Francisco is not?
Because there's a clause, and this is the DA's contention, there's a clause in the domestic relations law that says if a wedding is solemnized and the person who solemnizes it knows the people involved don't have a license, that's a misdemeanor. And I've been charged with 19 counts of marrying people knowing they didn't have a license. It's interesting that not one person has challenged the legality of the marriages themselves. They're charging the fact that I shouldn't perform more of them. But no one is, there's no lawsuits and no question in the press that these people are legally married in New York State.
Who are some of the people you've married?
My good friends Billiam and Major Jeffrey McGowan were the first couple. Jeffrey is a retired major in the U.S. Army. He served in the 82nd Airborne during the first Gulf War. Three of the couples had children. It was one of the most touching moments was one of the couples, their daughter Rebecca, who was 7 years old, was dressed all in white as a flower girl and walked through 500 strangers in the national media throwing flowers in front of her two moms before they were married. The final couple I married was one of whose name I can't remember at the moment. I just met most of them that morning. Was a survivor of the World Trade Center bombings. He was pulled out of the towers 5 minutes before they collapsed and had to be helped to the stage. He had difficulty walking.
When do you go to trial?
I've been told 3 weeks, as far as I know. I was arraigned on Wednesday, and I go back in 3 weeks.
What is the sentence you face?
A fine, and that's all. There's the potential for jail time, but the district attorney has said he's not interested in pursuing that. So at this point, I'm just facing a fine.
That was New Paltz, New York Mayor Jason West in conversation with Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! For transcripts and information about that daily public radio news program, log on to www.democracynow.org. As the week ended, a state judge issued an injunction barring Mayor West from performing any more same-gender marriages, and he agreed to abide by the ruling. Stepping in for the mayor the next day, however, two local Unitarian ministers defied threats of prosecution to marry 13 lesbian couples under a makeshift tent on the banks of the Wallkill River and under the watchful eye of note-taking police officers. A celebratory crowd of several hundred supporters blew bubbles over the newlyweds and handed out champagne.
This is Dorothy Allison, author of Bastard Out of Carolina and numerous trashy pieces. You're listening to This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine.
When the wave of civilly disobedient same-gender marriages in the U.S. splashed into Multnomah County, Oregon on March 3rd, the events of that day and the rest of the week were ably covered by the reporters of Portland's venerable community radio station, KBOO.
Multnomah County Chair Diane Lynn, along with County Attorney Agnes Soule and Commissioners Serena Cruz, Lisa Neto, and Maria Rojo DeSteffi, announced this morning the county would start issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples. County Chair Diane Lynn says why this change is being made.
This is about a legal opinion issued by our county attorney that it is a discrimination to deny licenses. It's very important that it's clear that that's really what we're doing here today. This means that the county will comply with the Constitution and issue licenses starting today for same-sex couples that request them.
County Attorney Soule was requested to review existing county administrative procedures at the request of Commissioners Cruz and Nato.
It's been the policy of Multnomah County to refuse to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. I was asked by two of our commissioners to review that policy to determine whether or not it was consistent with the law. And I took a great deal of time and effort to do so. I concluded that the Oregon Constitution prohibits the county from discriminating against same-sex couples when they are applying for marriage licenses, because that kind of discrimination based on gender and based on sexual orientation is not allowed in Oregon.
Because of the controversial nature of this decision, Soul asked for an independent opinion from a local civil rights law firm, Stoll Reeves.
I received that opinion yesterday. He agreed with my analysis of the law and my analysis of the Oregon Constitution. I have given that opinion, together with my opinion, to the commissioners. I delivered it to them in writing yesterday.
Commissioner Cruz says the process started over a month ago as a request from the civil rights group Basic Rights Oregon.
We turned immediately, again, Commissioner Nato and I immediately asked our attorneys for an opinion, and we did so with the support of Chair Lynn and Commissioner Rojo.
Basic Rights Oregon Executive Director Roe Thorpe says why they made the request.
When Basic Rights Oregon and the ACLU approached the county in late January, we did so because of recent interpretations in Massachusetts, recent court decisions in Massachusetts, and that prompted us to suggest that the county look into the question.
Basic Rights Oregon was supported in the request by the American Civil Liberties Union. David Fedanke, Executive Director of the ACLU of Oregon, says what legal issues are involved.
The Oregon marriage statute is ambiguous on its face. It talks about marriage as a civil contract. And I want to emphasize, this is a civil contract that we are talking about. None of us are interested in changing the practices of churches, synagogues, or other religious institutions in our society. We believe that the Oregon Constitution, as it has been interpreted by the Oregon Supreme Court and the Oregon Court of Appeals, requires that Multnomah County and other counties in Oregon issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
After marriage licenses were issued this morning, two couples were married at the downtown Hilton by retired Supreme Court Justice Betty Roberts.
My participation today is in keeping with the work I have done and the moral obligation I feel to eliminate discrimination in all its ugly forms. The time has long passed when all committed couples, regardless of sexual orientation, should have access to the benefits and the responsibilities of marriages in the state of Oregon. And let us all also commit to doing everything possible within the law and in accordance with the basic freedoms enshrined in our state and federal constitutions to eradicate all harmful discriminatory practices from our society.
Despite the rain and a few vocal protesters, dozens of happy couples came to the Multnomah County office building at Southeast Hawthorne and Grand Avenues in a line that wrapped around the block.
How long have you guys been here?
Since 9:30 last night.
And you are?
Sandra Naranjo. Christina Calavaca.
All right. And what do you guys want to do today?
We want to get married.
So I'm waiting for my partner and our two children to come up.
All right. And you are?
Steve Wagenhofer.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Since about 11 o'clock last night.
How long have you been waiting to get married?
12 years and two children. And it's time that my children have parents that are married. It's ironic that my children who are adopted through the public system can be recognized as a family through the public system, but my partner and I can't be recognized as a legal couple. So it's about time. And it's a great day.
Mary.
Mary.
May this ring forever.
May this ring forever.
Be to you.
Be to you.
The symbol of my enduring love.
The symbol of my enduring love.
Will you face me, please? Do you, Becky, take Mary to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Do you, Mary, take Becky to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
By the vows and promises you have exchanged with each other, And by the power vested in me by the state of Oregon, I declare you to be married. Do you, Eric, take Steve to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
Do you, Steve, take Eric to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
I do.
By the vows you have exchanged and by the power vested in me by the state of Oregon, I declare you to be married.
I'm Andy Seaton, KBOO News.
Governor Ted Kulongoski says while he supports civil unions, he does not believe current Oregon laws allow for same-sex marriages. He says he'd like to see the state focus not on gay marriage, but equal rights.
I think Oregon needs a general statute that prohibits discrimination against people because of their sexual orientation. We have never done that, and I think it's long overdue, and that's what I would like to see us spend the time and effort in doing.
The Attorney General's office is now looking into whether gay marriage violates either Oregon statutes or the state's constitution. Two ballot initiative proposals to define marriage as a union between one man and one woman were filed last week with the Oregon Secretary of State's office. I'm Adrienne Wilson in Salem.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
A new front in the battle over same-sex marriage opened Wednesday in Portland, where county officials issued dozens of licenses to gay couples after deciding it would be unconstitutional to deny them. Agnes Soule is the attorney for Multnomah County. She says if the county is going to discriminate against same-gender couples, there has to be a justification.
If it's based on gender, then that justification has to be for a biological reason. And I was unable to find, in my analysis, any biological reason for treating same-sex couples differently than opposite-sex couples. Also in Oregon, there's a case that one of the commissioners referred to, and it's a 1998 case, the Tanner decision. And in the Tanner decision, while it's a little different issue, Judge Landau said, sexual orientation is a suspect class for purposes of analysis under the Constitution of the State of Oregon, meaning that in order to discriminate against that suspect class, you've got to have inherent differences. Now, I think in the past you'll see that there have been lots and lots of arguments about the sanctity of the family, the raising of children. But come on, a lot of these people standing out here are raising children. Women can now biologically have children without having male spouses. Those arguments just fall flat now.
Of course, not everyone agrees. Danny Howe was one of those protesting the issuing of licenses.
I'm here protesting the state acknowledging this abomination before God. We're going to stand here and preach and hopefully wake some people up so they'll stop sinning against God and turn to Christ. The Bible says that there should be no whore of the daughters of Israel nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. That if a man lies with a man as he does with a woman, it is an abomination before God.
Governor Ted Kulongoski said he favors civil unions but questioned the legality of the marriages. Kulongoski said it's up to the Attorney General Hardy Myers to decide what, if any, enforcement action to take. Ministers and conservative lawmakers have now filed a lawsuit to block same-gender marriages. Attorney Kelly Clark filed the lawsuit Friday morning on behalf of the Defense of Marriage Coalition.
So we are here somewhat reluctantly, but we are here, and we will be asking a Multnomah Circuit Court for relief as soon as we can get an emergency motion and petition filed. We will be asking for an immediate order halting the issuance of the marriage licenses and reversing the decision of either the county commissioners or the chairman, Chair Lynn, whichever person or persons made this decision. And we'll be asking for a declaration and an order overturning the actions of the county.
Kelly says the suit will request that the court declare the Oregon statutes on marriage to be clear in defining unions as between a man and a woman. The coalition also claims the county commissioners violated the Oregon public meetings law.
The spirit of the Oregon Open Meeting Law and the letter of the Open Meetings Law says you cannot deliberate towards a decision in secret without notice. Clearly, somebody made a decision here, or the chair made a decision, an executive decision on her own. Part of our lawsuit contends alternatively, if that's the way it happened, that's also illegal. This is not an executive decision. The county chair does not have the ability unilaterally to change 150 years of Oregon cultural, political, and legal history simply because.
Political consultant Tim Nasheth says the coalition may also try to launch a statewide ballot measure.
There's a special session coming in June to address Oregon's tax issues. At that time, I think it would be appropriate for us to ask that this issue also be addressed and some referral go out to Oregonians. The most important thing to us is due process, and that this debate is a debate that's done throughout Oregon and not among four commissioners in secret on the Multnomah County Commission.
I'm Dee Dee Malloy, KBOO News.
Oregon now finds itself in the middle of the national debate over same-sex marriages as Multnomah County becomes the first in the state to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. David Fidenke with the American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon says this is a civil rights issue.
We'll oppose any move, no matter where it comes from, to enshrine in the Constitution that there are second-class citizens in this state. Our Constitution currently is very clear, very fair. It says no privileges or immunities shall be granted to any citizen or class of citizens which are not equally available upon the same terms to all.
Fidenke applauds Multnomah County's decision.
We absolutely believe that they not only have the right to issue these licenses, but that the Oregon Bill of Rights requires that licenses be issued to same-sex couples in Oregon. We're confident that these marriages are going to hold up legally, and our hope is that within a few weeks and months, marriages of same-sex couples will become commonplace.
Oregon is one of 12 states that don't have a law prohibiting same-sex marriages. There are five initiatives proposed for the 2004 ballot that seek to limit the rights of gays and lesbians in Oregon, including three that would change the state constitution to prohibit same-sex marriages. Content was provided by the Oregon News Service. I'm Owen Agnew, KBOO News.
The four Multnomah County commissioners say that the domestic partner registry established 4 years ago required a new law, which demands public hearings and action. By contrast, they maintain, approving same-gender marriage, which they did without ever meeting together in person, was an administrative decision and interpretation of current constitutional law. Commissioner Lisa Nato told reporters that gay and lesbian couples in the county, following the lead of San Francisco, were pressing for marriage licenses. We didn't have the luxury of waiting to give them an answer while we had a debate, she said, when their constitutional rights were at stake. And how long will those weddings continue? Stay tuned. Thanks for choosing This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. This week, Cindy Friedman, Rick Watts, Graham Underhill, Fenceberry, and Rex Walkner contributed program material, with very special thanks also to Amy Goodman and producer Mike Burke of Democracy Now!, KBOO FM Portland, Oregon Evening News and Public Affairs Director Robert Jefferson, and reporters Andy Seaton, Mary Sawyers, Dee Dee Malloy, and Owen Agnew, and to Adrian Wilson of KLCC FM in Salem, Oregon. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Remember, you can listen to This Way Out anytime online, exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by a grant from Clarissa Pincola Estes, La Sociedad de Guadalupe Foundation, and through direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. You can help keep this program on the air and get some queer audio history and culture thank you gifts in return. For all the details, please log on to thiswayout.org. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. Thanks for listening on WRSU New Brunswick, New Jersey, KRCL Salt Lake City, Utah, Access Radio Wellington, New Zealand, and more than 150 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Do stay tuned.